Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Powell Chapel Memorial Center Retired Pastor W.H. Smith Sick Call. Hello there,
yes, good
Brother Smith.
Yeah, let me say good morning. Oh, not good morning, Lord. Let me change gears. Let me say good afternoon to everyone. And we're excited that you've called in and listening in to the ministry of the Powell Chapel Memorial Center. Our program is Sick Call. It's a ministry that takes place Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time and hosted by Sister Darlene J. Clark, the author of the book titled Shattered Innocence, along with yours truly, retired Pastor William Howard Smith. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we're just excited and glad that God has given us this day, a day that we've never seen before. We invite you to call in with your prayer request at the phone number 565-999-3629. And again, the prayer request will be called in at 563-999-3629. I'm going to learn that number yet. And we'll begin with prayer followed by a reading from the inspired Holy Writ. May we pray, show you your pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Try as it might, the world can't steal what it cannot bestow upon you. Thank you, O God, for the joy that is fiercely held by you. It's wonderful that you have faith in the one true and living God. Today you can rejoice and be glad about the fact that God has given you this day. Today is an event that the world did not give you, and don't let the world take your joy away. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And for scripture reading, James chapter 5, verse 15. James chapter 5, verse 15. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. And then Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. That's the answer to the reading. May the Lord bless you to hear and the reader of the inspired Holy. And let me call upon Sister Darlene J. Clark to share with us items from her inspirational book that she authored titled Shattered Innocence. And she also has a gift of poetry. And let me again invite you to call in your prayer request, and that number is 563-999-3629. Sister Darlene?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
you want me to go ahead with the book, or do you need me to go ahead with the prayer? The people will ask for prayer.
And we'll, that'd be fine, and we'll do prayer afterwards.
Okay, so you want me to do the reading or the prayer or the people prayer list?
Okay, do the prayer list first and then do the reading.
Okay, we got quite a list here, brother.
That's all right. You got more time than money.
Amen. So we're still praying for Noah Young, and it's good to hear that he has been going back to church, and that's such a joy on his healing. And you said you was going to check into the Miss Faye Ferris, who was bitten by a brown recluse, right?
Yes, Sister Ferris, and As of last night, she's back home and she's doing well, and we thank God for that report.
Amen on that. And we still are praying for Brother Flippin and his family, because we know that not only he is going through this, but the people that are directly with him, we need to go ahead and pray for their, you know, their outlook on everything. And it's amazing that God is so good. Then there's victims of disasters such as storms, the bridge fiasco, and earthquakes. Then there's my friend, Brother William Pennington, Brother Hargrove, Mary Clark that passed away, her family, Sean Clark, her son. And so they all need prayers for that. And then I have a friend, you know, with a fractured back. Then there's Brother Michael, unspoken prayer. Brother Ken, unspoken prayer. Another Brother James got chronic pain. I know you said the Lippman family, pray for them since they lost the loved one. Sister Angela, unspoken prayer request. Sister, and pray for me, please. So many missing and murdered people around in our country. And Eric, he's another one. He needs prayer. Tamara, my neighbor that fell. Another friend named Billy, unspoken prayer request. The friend that is a veteran that you were speaking of the other day, we pray that he'll find the necessities that he needs, a place that he can't afford to move to, another assisted living facility. Then Annie's relative who passed away, so Annie's family needs prayer. And my friend Jimmy is sick with a significant lung infection. And I got two friends that I did Bible study with on Zoom, and Sister Debbie and Sister Jackie. And then Michael for the senior center needs help for healing. And Sister Jenny needs prayers for healing as well.
All righty. Okay. May we pray? Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, we call upon you. You still our very present help. We ask, oh God, that you would intercede and intervene in the lives and circumstances and situations that surrounds the persons and family members that we are aware of. You make a difference in our lives, and you have made us who were hopeless to be in positions of hope. And we just say thank you. So we lift up you again, those family members and those individuals who shared with us that they need the power of God. Not only the ones that we were aware of, but you know all things. You know everybody's condition and situation. You know what they stand in need of. We're not concerned about our wants, but you know what it is that we need, and you know when to send it and dispense it. And Lord, we count healing done. We count restoration done. We count patience done. And we ask of God, for we are lacking in faith, that you would increase our faith. Help us to even have faith the size of a mustard seed, because there are mountains in our lives. But when we speak in the name of Jesus, that mountain becomes merely a pebble for us to just walk over. Thank you for everything that thou hast done in our behalf. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, Sister Darlene, if you share with us the two items maybe from the book that you authored, or any readings of inspiration that you had.
Okay, this is going to be a little bit hard because some of these stuff in my book is a little hard. So, okay, this is called Innocence Lost. I was talking online to a friend, Cowboy Bill, one night when he got a phone call from his best friend who was a sheriff. Cowboy Bill and I were discussing writing my book when the phone rang. I was losing hope on ever getting it done. Cowboy Bill was trying to convince me it needed to be done. But when he came back on the line, you know, to Yahoo Messenger, he was upset. Cowboy Bill said, "My friend who is a sheriff just told me some horrible news. Darlene, you must get your book written. This proves it." I replied, "Why? What happened?" Cowboy Bill said, a four-year-old little girl was just murdered by her mom's boyfriend, who was usually a good man, but over the past months, he had started using drugs. The man was fighting with the girl's mom. The little girl didn't like it, so she went to the man and started tugging on his shirt while asking him to please stop fighting. The man backhanded her, the four-year-old girl, which sent her four-year-old body flying through the air like a rag doll. She didn't make it. I couldn't believe my ears. I sadly stated, yes, abuse happens too often. I do need to tell my story. Maybe my story might help someone. I need to leave right now. I am unable to talk because of this incident. We'll talk later. I am beyond words for the loss of this precious soul, not for someone who has just heard her story, but for someone who has been and seen and been abused as well. I'm a survivor. If you have some, you know, using drugs around children, please call for help. You may be their only voice. If you see or suspect someone abusing anyone, whether it be an adult or a child, do not turn your back. Help them. You may be saving his or her life. We do not need to turn our backs or turn a blind eye when we see or suspect something. Nothing was done to anyone who harmed me. I was portrayed as a bad one, the liar, an attention seeker, and unbelievable. I don't talk about this for spite. I talk about my life because abuse happens too often. No one deserves abuse or has the right to abuse others. So if more people would help when they see something by reporting it, more people may be less likely to hurt others. Report it. Don't let someone become a statistic. A friend said, the little girl is from God. You know how infuriating that statement affects me? It is like disregarding this child's life as if her life never mattered as a living spirit. The friend had good intentions, but I was angry that this happened. I didn't want to feel better about it. It isn't that easy to just get over it. I think more people should speak up and help the ones that know or sense are being abused. Better safe than sorry. Better live than die. Yes, he is with God, but don't disregard the problem. Don't avoid it. Don't try to add it. Act like it's all better now when it should not be condoned. We are all human. We need to help each other, treasuring, respecting, compassionate, and grateful for one another. Remember, it is up to us to care. We might be the victim's only voice. We might be the only chance to get away from it. And I'll leave it at that.
All righty. That's wonderful. That is great. And appreciate it. I was sitting here thinking the times that I've gone to Chicago to visit relatives and friends on the west side and the south side of Chicago. We need to pray for the family of a young man, and he wasn't necessarily pulled over, but he was hemmed in by two unmarked police cars, and of course his vehicle had tinted windows, and he was approached, or his vehicle was approached, and as he rolled down the window, unarmed, and it's hard to believe, 91 gunshots were fired. And if you can imagine the end result, well, when he did manage to get out of the vehicle, he was laying on the ground, and an officer stood over him and shot three more times. So broad daylight, no infractions, no broken taillight lens, no running of a stop sign. But that's somebody's son, that's somebody's father, and, you know, we just need to include persons who are victimized for whatever reason in our prayers. So we'll keep that in mind. For meditation, I invite your attention to the scripture, here we go, 10, verse 38, and it is as follows. And I don't have my glasses on this, neither here, that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were of the devil, for God was with him. So for meditation thought, the question is, what good did Jesus do? A few weeks ago, we observed Palm Sunday. Then 2 weeks ago, it was Resurrection Sunday. And yes, Jesus, the Son of God, he was crucified, he died, he was placed in a tomb. But on the first day of the week, early in the morning, those that went through that burial site found out that he who was dead no longer was held by their burial spot, but God raised him from the dead. So what good did Jesus do? He saved us from our sins and let us know that he has unlimited power. But let me change it. Let's raise the question, what good does Jesus do? What good does Jesus? Well, if we would take a survey, we would have to admit that Jesus is indeed the one that we can look to. He came into the world, and he met our every need. He came into the world not to destroy, but to seek out and save those that were lost. Jesus is not big and scary, but he is a savior for all. And what does Jesus do? He allows us to give him our praises, our thoughts of thanksgiving, and to keep us in remembrance of the benefits that exist because we have him as our Lord and Savior. So, what does Jesus do? Well, he came to show us what the Father's business was and is. And Jesus was sent into the world to be a ransom, to pay the price, to make our bond, to set us free. And he stands between God and us to be our lawyer and to be our way maker. What else does Jesus do? Well, Jesus has a different kind of kingdom that he offers. That model prayer, or as children we were told, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What kind of kingdom does Jesus reign over? A kingdom that is not based on class, a kingdom that's the foundation is not because of race, a kingdom that is not determined about the assets and capital that you have in store, but a kingdom of righteousness, a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of love, a kingdom of justice, a kingdom of joy, the kingdom. Now, you don't have to wait till you die to experience the kingdom of God with us. Jesus said, I come not to condemn, but I came to fulfill the law. Well, how do you do that? Jesus said, people will know that you are my disciples if ye have love one for another. And you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. But Jesus said, you love your neighbor as yourself. Well, who is my neighbor? It's not necessarily the person that lives on either side of you or across the yard from you or the upper apartment or the lower apartment or duplex, the person that lives adjoining to you. No, your neighbor is anyone. Anytime you have an opportunity to do it, do so. And, of course, we had that story that's told. There was a traveler, and he saw something. Well, prior to him viewing the person that had been beat up and injured and left for dead, there was, let's say, a business person that he saw, and rather than administer to the need or give aid, he crossed to the other side. And then there was, let's say, a deacon or a lady in leadership that belongs to a Christian congregation, and they looked at that party in that ditch, and they kept on walking by. But here came one least likely to succeed, and he's known as a Good Samaritan. And people of that race were outcasts. They were looked down upon. They were labeled as half-breeds, but he had compassion on that person, and he administered by picking him up and putting him on his method of transportation. It wasn't a car, but a beast or a donkey, and he got that person to an inn. And he told the innkeeper, now look, you take care of this person. You see to it that he gets medical attention. You see to it that he has food and nourishment. You see to it that he has lodging. Now, I'm going to leave some money, but if that's not enough, I'm going to come back, and I'll cover the additional expense. Well, who is our neighbor? It doesn't matter if they're related to you or not. It doesn't matter what their particular walk in life is, because if you're not careful, you too can be robbed and beaten and left for dead. You too can be up, but you find yourself down in the valley of despair. You too could be in the penthouse, and then the next thing you know, you might be tending hogs as that son of a rich man who went into a far country and wined and dined and did everything. But when all of that he trusted as being important to him, he had nothing. He was broken, disgusted, and thus came to himself. So what has Jesus done for us? When you come to yourself, when you realize that you really need a friend, when you realize that you really need someone who's genuinely concerned about you, when you realize that you're in need of someone who will love you in spite of the wrong turns you've taken in your life, when you need somebody that can lift you up when you're downtrodden, you need somebody who knows the way, and that is Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. If you want to know about God, he said, if you know me, then you know the Father, God, who has sent me. So our challenge today is to look unto him who's able to keep you from falling and present you faultless with exceeding great joy, who has dominion and power, who speak and blind folk receive sight, who speaks and those who are counted out almost to be expired, he can bring life. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? Okay, Sister Darlene, if we have any other callers or emails or texts as to their prayer requests, share it with us. And, of course, that number you can call in on for sick call is 563-999-3629. Again, 563-999-3629. Okay, Sister Darlene.
Yes, there is no one that called in at the moment.
All righty. So let me...
But one thing I forgot to ask to pray for is our country.
Yes. Yes, and that's fine. And I was going to mention, in fact, we want to give a shout-out to Sister Jenny. She's an acquaintance of Sister Darlene and myself, and she has had some health concerns, and she has her own witness and testimony as to what God can do. And we're grateful for her listening and for the positive remarks that she said. And Sister Darlene, she prayed for our country. Yes, some say it's polarized. Some say, you know, the foundation has shifted, that we've forgotten that we are a country that is founded on principles, and we're to be ethical, and that we are to do what's right. But maybe pray, oh God, we call upon thee. We ask, oh God, that you will cause people to repent of their shortcomings, of their stumbling and their fallings, and call upon the name which is above all names, the name of Jesus. And as we do this, we ask, oh God, forgiveness of the sins that we committed by thought, word, and deed. We ask, oh God, that you would be with the countless number of innocent lives, premature babies that suffered death because of warfare. Be with those family members, hundreds and thousands, that have been visited by the results of warfare. Help us, oh God, to realize that there are consequences for our actions. Help us not to be so much centered about capitalism, for the love of money is indeed the root of all evil. Money is to be a tool designed to circulate. But when we think about nothing but money, then it causes us to be like that rich young man. We place things and a great value on things and possessions, and we fool around and forget about our souls. Help us to not be selfish. Help us to be considerate. Help us, oh God, to be persons who share. Help us, oh God, to not be so stuck up saying, I can only deal with those folk who are like-minded. No, we're nothing more than sinners saved by grace because of our being blinded by sin. We've fallen into disgrace. So what can Jesus do? What has Jesus done for us? What a wonderful change in our life has been brought since we had let Jesus come into our life. And many of us have ceased from our wandering and going astray because we let Jesus come into our lives. And, Lord, we give you praise because one young man in Giles County has been the reason through his testimony and his witness for 10 others to show up and hear the word of God. And they repented and they accepted Lord Jesus Christ, and they were baptized and they were added to the church. One person caused 10 others to find salvation. And we rejoice in that. And that's our task. What has Jesus done for us? Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. And let us lift up the name of Jesus, and that people may look at us and see that he has taught us something. And if we lift him up, then all men and women, boys and girls, will be drawn unto him. Thank you for this opportunity. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And Sister Darlene, I got 28 after 2. And do you have any closing comments or items that you would like us to keep in mind?
I want to be sure to let everyone know that we will be doing this again at the same time tomorrow, as well as Saturday. We do this 6 days a week at this allotted time. And then on Monday nights at 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern, I give the lesson with a lesson plan from Brother Smith. So be sure you tune in. And I appreciate
all
y'all
right.
Coming.
Okay, and one of my favorite things, if we never pass this way again, you just remember this time, how fruitful and good it has been. And lest we forget, inspirational talks that Sister Diane has given us, and the scripture that was used, and our call to remember that the joy that you had, the world did not give it to you, but the joy of the Lord is still our strength, and that we give God praise and songs and words of gladness because we know what the Lord has done for us, and it is no secret what God can do for what he's done for others. He will do for you. Pray for one another. We will be praying for you. And until tomorrow, don't take it for granted, but just say, I'm grateful for what the Lord has done for me. God bless you real good, and we hope to see some and hear from you on tomorrow. God bless you.
God bless y'all. Thank you so much for coming and tuning in.